Chapter 24. The Death of a Dream. Diocletian tore his helm from his head, breathing in the ozone and machine stink of the imperial dungeon. Sweat sheened his face, blood painted his armour, much of it his own. He was the last one through.
"The tunnels are detonating,"
he declared, breathless. Golden mist still pulled at his armour from the portal behind him.
"The circuitry is igniting. Whole sections of our tunnels are falling away into the mist. I couldn't see Ra. He didn't die, I'm sure of it. I was at his side. I would have seen."
He knew he was raving. He didn't care. He spat to clear his mouth, spattering treacly blood spit on the floor of the Emperor's throne room. Beyond the ringing in his ears, he was aware of a sound, some kind of mechanical droning, a hum falling slowly through the octaves. Diocletian's spear clattered to the ground, deactivating the second it left the gene coding of his grip. Blood followed it, running from wounds too deep to swiftly seal. The blood ran down his arm and surfaced through breaks in his auramite, dripping from his curled fingers.
"Seal the gate,"
he ordered, not even knowing if it could be done.
"They're still coming, thousands of them. Seal the gate now, or we lose Terra."
They were already trying, he saw. Adepts and engineers clustered around the machines, working the controls of each system. His war-struck thoughts made the connection with the slowing mechanical drone. The chamber's attendants were deactivating the machinery, but not fast enough. A single glance at the coffin pods in the sockets told him what had happened in his absence, and how the Emperor had been able to come to their aid. The Sisters of Silence had enacted their secretive, unspoken sanction. They fed the throne with the lives of 1,000 psychers. In every pod he could see a corpse that had thrashed in its death throes, raking uselessly against the transparent panels. All of them were dead. Every one of them. None of them looked to have died swiftly and painlessly. Confusion reigned across the Vox and among the gathered warriors as to the source of their salvation. Some had seen a dawning star or a sunrise. Others had seen the Emperor himself. Still others claimed to have witnessed a tidal surge of fire. Everywhere, men and women were lost and dazed. Baroness Jaya was there on the chamber floor, her helmet in her hands, unblinkingly staring at her reflection in the visor. The Blood Angel, Zephon, was helping carry wounded sisters from Lan's raider. The techno-archaeologist himself was kneeling on the ground by his battle tank, rocking back and forth, his trembling hands clutching a necklace of Martian prayer beads, his delicate fingers stroking each bauble of volcanic obsidian in turn.
"My Omnisire,"
he was chanting softly, eyes unfocused.
"My God, the machine god, my Omnisire."
Sagittarius lived, his chassis scored and ruined, the smokestacks on his back belching unhealthily from his overpushed generator. The dreadnought had his back to the side of Lan's tank, leaking vital fluids from its internal sarcophagus in an oily puddle. Sisters and warriors of the 10,000 gathered in monumental disorder, all of them looking to the portal's arch, all of them hearing the slow drone of machinery powering down. Diocletian was still demanding answers of the others when Kyria came to him.
"Where's Ra?"
he asked her.
"Did he make it back? He didn't fall. I know he didn't fall."
Her eyes tightened with tension.
"He didn't fall,"
Diocletian repeated.
"I was right next to him in the battle line. I would have seen it. He'll be on the wrong side of the gate when it closes."
Sister Commander Kroll came to Kyria's side, signing briefly for Diocletian's benefit. He didn't know her, as he knew Kyria. He couldn't read her meaning by expression alone. Her signing was blighted by the fact she had lost 3 fingers from her left hand. Wounds patterned her features, while her armour showed the ruination of too many hours in the front lines.
"No,"
said the custodian.
"I was at his side, Commander. He didn't die. One moment he was there, the next he was not."
Machines were going dark all around them. Great engines of the Emperor's own vision, centuries in the design and decades in the making, were cycling down, hemorrhaging power. Slowly, slowly, far too slowly. Diocletian sought the Emperor himself, seeing his master ascending the steps of the Golden Throne once more.
"My leash!"
The Emperor enthroned himself, his grip loose on the armrests.
"Sire, Seal the gate.
The Emperor waited, staring towards the portal. Even from such a distance, Diocletian could see the intensity of that stare. The Emperor fixed his gaze on the gateway, waiting, waiting. Hesitating to do what must be done? Reluctant to abandon his greatest ambition? Or hopeful yet that another figure might manifest from the golden fog? A shape darkened the mist. Something winged and clawed. Another figure, bloated and horned. And more. Others. A host of inhumanity. The throne engines were still cycling down.
Sire!
Diocletian pleaded. The Emperor closed his right hand into a fist, clenched within his glove. With the harmonious pattern of thunderclaps, every generator within the chamber went dark, their internal mechanics rupturing, starving the golden throne of energy. The archway that led to humanity's doomed salvation was nothing more than an ornate doorway, leading to the bare rock of the throne room wall. Power failed completely, plunging the imperial dungeon into darkness. Alone but for the demon seeking to devour him from within, silent but for the caged beast's murderous howls inside his head, a golden figure sprinted through the hazy passages of the ancient webway, leaving the Mechanicum's aborted unification behind.